Chapter 31, Nan. Lanark opened his eyes and looked thoughtfully around the ward. The window was covered again by the Venetian blind, and a bed in one corner was hidden by screens. Rima sat beside him, eating figs from a brown paper bag. He said, "That was very unsatisfying." Eating figs from a brown paper bag. "I can respect a man who commits suicide after killing someone. It's clearly the right thing to do. But not a man who drowns himself for a fantasy. Why did the Oracle not make clear which of these happened?" Rima said, "What are you talking about?" "The Oracle's account of my life before Unthank. He's just finished it." Rima said firmly, "In the first place, that Oracle was a woman, not a man. In the second place, her story was about me. You were so bored that you fell asleep and obviously dreamed something else." Eating figs from a brown paper bag. He opened his mouth to argue, but she popped a fig in, saying, "It's a pity you didn't stay awake, because she told me a lot about you. You were a funny, embarrassing, not very sexy boy who kept chasing me when I was 19. I had the sense to marry someone else." "And you," cried Lanark, angrily swallowing, "were a frigid, cock-teasing merchant who kept shoving me off with one hand and dragging me back with the other. I killed someone because I couldn't get you." Eating figs from a brown paper bag. "We must have been listening to different oracles. I'm sure you imagined all that. Is there anything else to eat?" "No. We used it all up." Eating figs from a brown paper bag.